Welcome to Travel Thoughts from a Continental Drifter. I'm your host, Ralph Velasco. In this episode, I'll be discussing the importance of working from a packing list. Perhaps it goes without saying, but especially if you only travel periodically, work from a packing list. There's nothing worse than getting to a place only to find out you forgot a necessary item simply because it wasn't on your list. Now, a good packing list is a working document that's dynamic and, at least in theory, improves over time and adjusts to your changing needs, such as which locations you'll be visiting, what season you'll be traveling in, what activities you have planned, and more. Know exactly where this list is on your computer, tablet, or smartphone, and ideally create it electronically in an app that syncs across all your devices, meaning you make a change to it in one device and it updates across all of them so you have the most current information at all times. I recommend setting up your packing list in Evernote, which is an app that I use because it has this capability for syncing across all my devices. I use the premium version, which does cost money, but you don't have to pay for the app, especially when you're starting out. The free version is just fine, except you need to know that it does limit you to syncing across just two devices. I have some advanced requirements that make it worthwhile for me to pay for the app, but you certainly don't have to. There are other options for taking notes, creating lists, and you may already have them and be familiar with them. It really doesn't matter as long as it's simple and you actually use it. There are, of course, many alternatives to Evernote that you might already have and know how to use, such as Apple Notes, Microsoft OneNote, Google Keep, Notion, Dropbox Paper, and so many others. Another quick tip is to always keep your dob kit, toiletry bag, or makeup case packed and ready to go at all times. Whenever I return from a trip, I'll replenish any supplies in my kit that are getting low, and then I'll leave this case in a place where I can always find it, usually inside my bigger travel bag. This way, it's one less thing I have to look for, or worse yet, forget. As long as you're confident it has everything you need for a typical trip, you should be good to go. Okay, question of the day. What's your best packing tip to share with our community? Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you did, please share it with others. Next, head on over to the ContinentalDrifter.co website for more interesting travel and photography tips and to get my latest download. Be sure to check out all my available trips on the Photo Enrichment Adventures and A La Campagna Experiences websites. Links are in the description below. And also visit my YouTube channel by searching The Continental Drifter or go to youtube.com/c/Continental Drifter. Finally, be sure to join our community over on Facebook. And remember, drifters, life's too short not to travel.